September 13 Daily Readings, 2 Kings 19, Ezekiel 9, and Luke 5. First reading, in 2 Kings 19 verse 14, Hezekiah received the letter from the messengers and read it. Then he went up to the temple of the Lord and spread it out before the Lord. Here is an example of a person who made a special effort to bring his problem to God. He didn't just stop and pray where he was. He went up to the house of the Lord, and he took the letter with him and presented it before God. He made a special effort to arrange circumstances that he felt God would accept. God is there for those who arrange their hearts in humility and make the effort to present themselves a living sacrifice before him. Our house of the Lord is embodied in Jesus. This is where we must meet with God. Second reading, Ezekiel 9 verse 4. Go throughout the city of Jerusalem and put a mark on the foreheads of those who grieve and lament over all the detestable things that are done in it. All those who had remained faithful in opposition to the detestable idolatries of their countrymen were to be symbolically marked out in their foreheads; they would be saved from the coming destructions. The similarity with the original Passover and the Exodus from Egypt is obvious. The mark was to be placed on the forehead as a statement that their differentiation from the other Jews was to be found, firstly and importantly, in their minds. This procedure is echoed also in Revelation 7 verse 3, where the faithful 144,000 are sealed in their foreheads, because the Father's name was written there. See Revelation 14 verse 1 and Malachi 3 verse 16. Third reading, Luke 5 verse 27. After this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector by the name of Levi sitting at his tax booth. "Follow me," Jesus said to him. This calling of a new type of disciple, a publican, not a fisherman, emphasizes the broadening appeal of Christ's call, and also that aspect of his ministry that brings him into conflict with the Pharisees. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" See Matthew 9 verse 11, Mark 2 verse 16, and Luke 5 verse 30.